too.
Okay, great. So we've got Todd Snyder here and Peter Yim and Kay Goodyear. Anyone else?
We're expecting Harold, but he hasn't showed up yet.
Okay.
If you want to, go ahead.
Shall we wait just a little bit for Harold?
Your meeting. So.
Okay, let's wait just a few minutes for Harold and see if he joins.
Okay.
Yes.
What was this conference about?
There was an email that went out to everyone on the OOR list from the Cindy, the C-E-N-D-I, Federal STI Managers Group.
What is it?
Hello? Science and Technical Information Officers.
Oh, okay. I never heard of
Hello, that. Somebody just joined?
Yes, this is Harold Solbrig, Ani Sen, Gail Hodges, and Dwayne Young.
Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
So, I've got Gail Hodge, Harold Solbrig, Dwayne Young, and Connie, what is your last name?
A-N-I, last name Sen, S-E-N.
S-E-N, okay.
Dig in.
I've got it.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that.
Okay. It's A-N-I. S-E-N.
S-E-N.
Oh. Ani Sen.
Right.
Okay.
You were on our calls before. Okay, great.
And I was just answering a question for Todd Snyder, explaining to him what the Cindy Federal STI Managers Group is. And Gail, could you answer that question for him better than I can?
I guess so, maybe I can. Cindy is a working group of federal information managers, primarily from the science agencies. There are 13 agencies. They range all the way from NASA to EPA to the National Library of Medicine to the Government Printing Office and the Library of Congress. Is that enough?
I think that's very helpful. Thank you, Gail. I appreciate that. Did someone else just join?
Hi. I'm not sure. Am I in the right... Did I dial the right number here?
This is the OOR team meeting.
Oh, okay. Right. I was a little unsure. Yeah, this is Ken Zablowski.
Hi, how are you doing, Ken?
This is Denise Wardell joining, so I just wanted you to know because I'm not normally here and I didn't want you.
Thanks, Denise.
Okay.
I appreciate you joining. Anyone else? Okay, I think that's our attendee list then. And we just quickly answered a question for Todd Snyder about the conference that I got so excited by yesterday, where that was hosted in the World Bank building and sponsored by Cindy and the Network Knowledge Organization Systems Working Group. It was just such a super conference, and we really benefited from Frank Olkin's presentation on the Open Ontology Repository Initiative. It was a very good presentation, and there was a lot of interest in OOR at this meeting. And so that's an exciting thing for us because these are represent a group of rich knowledge sources, taxonomies, and ontologies that can be shared. One of the presentations at the start of the meeting was from Sue Ellen Wright of Kent State. She is the lead for the ISO TC37, which is focused on data categories. And she has a rich data set that we can all take a look at that it would be willing to share perhaps with OOR. And that data set is at iso.cat.org. So I wanted to share that with everyone as well. Frank's presentation has been sent out, and I would encourage all of you to provide any kind of comments that you have on Frank's presentation to this group, and we'll you know, keep this as a nice, crisp summary of the OOR initiative. At this time, I'd just like to open the floor to questions from those of you who were not able to attend, and those of you who did attend. If you have questions about OOR, we'd be happy to answer.
This is Todd Cake.
Before we proceed, I heard that Denise, is that Denise Warsaw or Denise Bedford with on the call now?
It's Warsaw from NCI.
Hi. And for those who weren't here when we started the recording, we got a request from Mike Dean who said he wanted to attend but couldn't, and he asked if we could record the session, to which I said yes. So I just wanted to let you know that there will be an audio capture of this session, which I will post shortly after the call.
And we're going to have to bow out in about 20 minutes. We're not being rude or bored, but if you hear us sign off, we can only attend for a short period of time.
And we may not take much longer than that, so.
Good.
Now, I think someone had a question.
Okay, this is Todd.
Hi, Todd.
After hearing Frank's presentation, was there much discussion, and more importantly, were there any action items suggested?
One discussion item that I came up that really didn't get totally resolved in my mind was about how we judge the goodness of an ontology and how that was going to actually work, Todd.
Okay. Was there any sentiment as to participation in our efforts?
I'll let those who've joined us, I mean, be an example of that. You know, we've got many new attendees today who we invited to present or to participate in our effort, and I think that's an example of, you know, how good Frank's presentation was and how that's working to help energize our efforts. Because now we've got Harold and Ani and Gail and Dwayne and you know, Denise here.
This is Gail. I think that one thing that I saw was that there was a lot of interest from many quarters in this issue about the metadata that's needed to describe both resources and then, you know, the terminology or the, you know, it might be in an ontology or it might be in a more traditional resource, but what's that metadata that's needed? And in fact, there was a whole presentation about metadata that preceded Frank's presentation, and so he said, oh, well, you know, very similar, so I'm going to just kind of browse over top of that, you know, gloss over that slide. But I think that there is a lot of work that could be done together between the more traditional resources and the OORI initiative to deal with questions about what's the appropriate metadata and for what purpose.
Is that presentation on the metadata available?
It will be. That's the one. When you look for it on that site that I shared with everyone, look for Marsha Lee Zing from Kent State University, the metadata for terminology resources.
What was the last name?
L-E-I hyphen Z-E-N-G.
Got it. Thank you. Zing, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Todd, Marsha actually did present at the Joint Ontology Summit OR on one of the panels. And if you look back at, let's say, the Ontology Summit archives, there was one of the four panels. Marsha was there, and she had a great presentation at that time, too.
And I imagine that there's some overlap between that presentation and the, and this one.
Very likely.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
If no one else has one, I have one.
Okay.
Did everyone see John's response to Frank's slides?
I certainly did. But I don't...
I did. Go ahead, Kate.
Yeah, and for those of you who maybe didn't see it, it was really a super response. This is our friend John Soa, who said, basically, the slides are a great, crisp overview of what we had in the communique on OR, and he had some comments on the knowledge representation languages slide that related to common logic. And we'll make sure and post this and share both the slides and the comments that John had.
Steve, I think he was also addressing some real operational concerns. This is one of his regular themes.
I agree.
That's the control vocabulary part. But that's something else I think I'll send you a separate email about, Peter.
Great. Sure.
And all of this really has to do with what the conference was so strong about was, you know, the controlled English. And one of the sites that the conference shared with all of the participants was the site that's connected to the link I passed along, which gives you all the shared terminology. And would anyone, like Gail, like to talk a little bit about those shared terminologies?
Is this the Cindy Science Locator?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yes. What we did, Cindy has a terminology task group, and for years we've been just simply announcing how to get to the terminology and vocabulary resources that are used by the member agencies. What we decided to do about 2 years ago was to see if we could take it the next step, and using a taxonomy that was developed for science.gov, which is another product of the Cindy group, we actually had the terminologists and lexicographers who wanted to contribute to this product go through and kind of map at various levels their terminology into this taxonomy. So if you go to the site, you'll be able to see it fairly quickly. The one that I think actually makes a very good example is if you go to the site and you click on health and medicine, you'll find that one of the next level in the taxonomy is alternative medicine. You'll see there that there are actually three agencies that cover concepts in that area of alternative medicine. Obviously, the National Library of Medicine's medical subject headings make sense that they would have it. But defense also has it in their thesaurus, as does the National Agricultural Library. The interesting thing about it, if you click through to the medical subject heading, is that, in fact, they don't call it alternative medicine. They call it complementary therapies. So what we've done in this is to try to bridge that gap where some of the same terminologies are not being used, but allow users to enter and find pieces of the vocabularies that might be of interest. While we're putting this out to the public, one of the main audiences is the lexicographers themselves, because we use and reuse each other's resources all the time. It's a tool for the agency staff, but also may be of interest outside. In the case of the National Library of Medicine, because they actually assign unique IDs within a namespace to every single term in MeSH, you can actually go right in there, and then you can start browsing their resource from that pointer. So you know, we'd love to hear your comments back, but that's essentially what the science terminology locator is. We're looking at some next steps of maybe taking the Simple Knowledge Organization System format, the SCOS format, from across several of these resources and trying to see if we can build a search interface that can go across them. So that's my little spiel on science terminology locator. Is that okay, Kay? Is that what you had in mind? Any questions?
The name of this website, I think I'm looking at it, and I just want to verify. It says Sendy Agency Terminology Resources.
Well, that is another site that just describes the resources. One you're looking at has the resources and links to it, but it also then has, like, descriptions. But this one is actually the science terminology locator.
Where is that located? What's the URL?
It's on the slide.
Posted on
well, if you go, okay, if you go to Sendy.
I'm there.
If you go to CENDI.gov.
Right.
Okay. And then you click on interest areas.
Okay.
At the top.
Got it.
You'll see terminology and taxonomy.
At the bottom of the list, I see taxonomies, terminologies, and controlled vocabularies.
Click on that.
Okay.
Okay. And then in the middle, we are in the process of redoing these pages, but you'll see in the middle of some of that first paragraph that there's an announcement there about the science terminology locator.
Yes. Okay. So that's what you're talking about.
If you click on that, then you'll get the resource that I'm talking about.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's still a little hidden.
One thing that Gail's discussion brought up that I wanted to mention is that the SCOS Standards Group or W3C Group or whatever has issued a set of rather important revisions to SCOS that's open for comment and discussion until December. I would recommend that people that are interested in that particular area take the time to review their work and add any comments or discussions they might want to add. You should note that they're retiring some of the links in favor of or similar links within the Dublin Core, and are also adding the ability to not really reification, but a way of annotating labels with additional information about when they were assigned and things like that. We're going to have to bow out here, actually. The four of us, Ani, Harold, Gail, and Dwayne, need to say goodbye here.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Still there, Kay?
Yep. Who else do we have left?
I'm still here, Peter.
Okay.
Did we lose Kay?
Did we? Kay, are you there?
Peter, this is Ken.
Hi. Yeah, I. We have Ken, Todd, and Peter. Who else is on? Who else is still online?
Well,
looks like that's it. Do we want to wrap up? I sort of put a few placeholders on some of the comments. Kay was going to do notes and post them. So, and I promised Mike Dean to record the session, so I'll be posting the recording maybe shortly in 15, 20 minutes or so.
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Yep. Okay, let's wrap up in, since this is sort of a special meeting, we are...
Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh, you are. Oh, we're
I was on mute, and it wouldn't go off mute.
Okay, we were almost going to say that we're wrapping up and meeting again next Friday.
That's exactly what I would have said, is, so you read my mind.
Okay, if you have access to the web page, I sort of put a few placeholders on for notes, but I will defer to you to do a much better job on that.
I will add to those, and I wanted to really, you know, express how glad I was that we had the session again from Frank in this conference that promoted OOR so strongly. So
that was wonderful.
It was really good. Thanks everybody for attending.
Hey, thanks Kay for calling this. I mean, this is great. I mean, we got a whole bunch of people coming to the call.
Yeah, we got some excitement going, Peter.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Most wonderful. Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. John Sowa's comment was great, and I've posted the slides, and hopefully that gets routed to a few more people.
Yep, I think we maybe have the start of some more interest here, so I'm really excited.
Hey, Peter, since we have the people on the line, let me ask this question before I forget again. What's the question concerning OOR and ISWC for next year, unless there's going to be a presentation this year, which case still doesn't negate the possibility for next year also.
What was that a question? Was that the question or the
comment? I guess the question is, are we going to ask to give a presentation about OOR either for the ISWC this year, if it's not too late, or next year?
I have no idea about this year. I just sort of am barely deciding to go myself. But all along, I know Mike Dean was going to be there, and almost he's going to be there for sure. But I have no idea whether he has submitted anything for presentation, and even if he has, whether it's going to be OR or something else. I know Leo Oberst isn't going.
If you have a charge number, I'm going to be over in the UK anyway. I can hop across the channel.
Okay. I guess their registration, at least early bird registration, is closing in about in a week or something, so you might want to look.
I don't have any money to go, unfortunately, even though it's so close.
Right, it's fairly expensive. It's like 600 euros, and given the weak dollar, I mean, that's even more money than $600.
Yeah, I think it's to be about $850 or something.
Right, right. And ISWIC is back-to-back with FOIS, the formal ontology.
Yeah.
For information system.
Where are they holding that this year?
I think it's somewhere, it's called Saarbrücken, about 30 miles away from Karlsruhe.
Okay.
So they're sort of really back-to-back and putting it together to try to catch a group that can attend both.
Sure, why not?
I'm one of those.
I didn't get any notices about that.
I think there was a voice notice that went out to the ontology group.
Well, there was quite a few, actually. I mean, asking for people to submit, asking for people to participate. I mean, on the Ontolog forum list.
Oops, sorry, I missed it.
And we definitely have it. I mean, we have a page on the Ontolog wiki called, if you look under news and announcement, after sort of the immediate bullets, then there's one called events of interest. And if you look there, a bunch of links are available there as well.
Got events from the past.
The past.
I'll find it. Okay.
You're on the wiki homepage.
Yeah.
I can walk you over.
Archive, charter.
No. Okay. News and announcement section before the charter. Two sections before the charter.
Okay.
See also calendar of other relevant events of interest.
Yeah. See it.
Yeah, if you click on that.
Got it. Okay. I'll remember that in the future. Thank you, Peter.
Yes. Yeah,
thanks, Peter. I appreciate you doing the recording for us and you know, making this happen so quickly.
So let's put him in for a raise.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care, Todd.
Everyone.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.